Chapter 22, 1871-1872, Restructuring for a Sound Future, 2. There has never been a time, proclaimed James White in his editorial in the Review and Herald of September 12, when the friends of the cause of Bible truth, and pure religion, have so much to encourage them as at the present. The cause, in all its branches, is being placed upon a footing that is truly gratifying. Ellen returned from the East with a good report of the camp meetings she had attended. James White had rather quickly passed through dark days that had led him to submit himself to the care of the physicians at the Health Institute. He and Ellen, in serious examination of their own souls, had rededicated themselves to the cause they loved. The outlook for both of them was encouraging and bright. 2 years before, it had not been so. He wrote that the Health Institute had then been seeing its darkest time. Heavy debts were upon it. And in consequence of shaken confidence in its management, patrons were very few. At first we saw no other way than to sell out, and refund what was left to those who had taken stock. But on second thought faith revived, and by the grace of God we were able to declare that God would vindicate every appeal to His people in the several testimonies for the Church respecting health reform and the Health Institute. We have worked in accordance with our faith, and with the blessing of God, and the cooperation of faithful friends at the Institute, and also abroad. It has been gradually rising, and is now enjoying a full tide of prosperity.